is gone. Just go ahead now, and if you like to tell me, maybe just go ahead now, and if you wonder about me flowers, just go ahead now, and if you like to talk for hours, just go ahead now, and if you want to call me, baby, just go ahead now, and if you like to tell me, maybe just go ahead now, and if you like to buy me flowers, just go ahead now, and if you
just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. A singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on.
Strangers waiting
up and down the boulevard. Their
shadows searching in the night.
Streetlights, people
CFW. when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you understand. We all need somebody to lean on. Lean on me. When you're not strong, I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on.
Lean on me.
For city, it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. When you need a friend,
call me.
Oh, baby, now
call me.
When you need a friend,
oh, baby, now.
80s, 90s, and more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
In der großen Stadt, es war in Wien, war Vienna, wo er alles tat. Er hatte Schulden, der Natur, doch ihn liebten alle Frauen. Und jede rief, da kam man Rock Me Amadeus. Er war Superstar, er war populär, er war so exaltiert, because er hatte Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rock-Idol. Und alles rief, da kam man Rock Me Amadeus. Es war um 1780 und es war irgendwie No Plastic Money anymore, die Banken gegen ihn. Woher die Schulden kamen, war wohl jedermann bekannt. Er war ein Mann der Frauen, Frauen liebten seinen Punk. Er war ein Superstar, er war so populär. Er war zu exaltiert, genau das war sein Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rocky-Doll. Und alle suchten noch auf den Captain Rock Me Up,
Mike McKay is back. Wake up with Mike McKay in the morning every weekday morning from 6 till 10 on CFW. Mike has your news and weather every hour and everything you need to know about the fun things happening throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. Plus, Mike announces your birthday and anniversary shout-outs every morning at 8:15. Send them in through our Facebook or text us. It's easy to do with our free Civic Media app.
Listen in the morning and it'll keep you smiling all day.
Mike McKay in the morning on 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Words, so crank it up and sing along.
Crank it up.
The Valley's fun music, 105.7 CFW.
Wanna
WCFW.
Give me one reason to stay here, and I'll turn right back around.
Middle of
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
80s, 90s, and more place in cyberspace. Download the Civic Media app. Look for CFW and stream us anywhere, anytime.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin healthcare providers say they've had to ration IV fluids due to damage caused by Hurricane Helene weeks ago. According to health officials, a number of hospitals used IV fluids that were manufactured in a North Carolina plant that suffered severe damage in the storm. Without reliable access to the IV fluids, hospitals have started to manage their supplies more closely and in some cases consider whether a patient really does need IV fluids. They say so far, hospital systems have managed to keep up with patient needs with less supply. Wisconsin residents generally voted to approve the vast number of school referendums on the ballot last week. In total, 120 school districts across the state turned to their community for additional funding, with 138 total referendum questions. Of the 138 questions, 108 were approved by voters in 92 of the 120 districts. Over a quarter of the school districts in Wisconsin went to referendum this year, which education officials say is proof that the state's public schools are being underfunded. A former Menominee School District staffer has entered a no-contest plea after being charged with three counts of sexual assault of a student. 23-year-old Quentin Williams was charged last October after a youth services officer was told of the potential contact between Williams and a student. The officer was also informed of a Snapchat video taken by the student, who later admitted to having communication and sexual contact with Williams. Last week, Williams entered a no-contest plea to the first count, and counts 2 and 3 were dismissed by the court. The American Legion has finally acquired a meaningful sculpture in Eau Claire permanently, guaranteeing it remains outside their post 53 on Water Street for the foreseeable future. The sculpture, called Stand for the Flag, has been part of the Eau Claire Sculpture Tour for the past 3 years, but American Legion officials wanted to make sure it stayed in the area for good. After collecting donations from local residents for months, the organization was finally able to acquire the sculpture permanently just in time for Veterans Day. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Mostly sunny today. It will become a little breezy by late this afternoon and especially into this evening. Our high today in the upper 40s to near 50. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy in the mid to upper 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy with scattered rain and a high in the mid to upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
CFW.
I'm
80s and more.
Just watch 105.7 CFW.
This ain't a song for the broken hearted.
It's my life, it's now or never. I ain't gonna live forever.
1057 CFW. Remember this one?